I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia.
And my name's Deja.
And you are listening to Basically Besties. If you are a new listener, I'm Letitia. Kat is my mom and Deja is my little sister and she is today's special guest.
Yes.
We start off every episode with our side eye of the week. So do you want to go first?
Sure, why not? Okay, so my side eye is... If you guys follow us on social media, you would know that we have officially launched Collade. And I have been posting old clips this week. So to give you guys an idea of what I've been doing is over the past 8 months, I've been recording Get Ready With Me's, documenting my journey of this business, but not posting them because I wanted to wait for the week that we launched. So in August, I had just paid off a massive invoice to kickstart Collade, which was a really big deal for me. And I also found out that the day before I did this Get Ready With Me that Anna Paul had also launched her skincare brand. And I was stressed. I felt like, what the hell have I done? I'm starting this, I'm competing against like an incredible creator. I feel like I'm going to fail. I've just wasted all my money. All those types of thoughts and feelings were happening. And so I did this Get Ready With Me explaining how I was feeling. And in the video, I started crying. And if you know me, I am a crier. I cry at everything. I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad. I cry when I'm angry. I cry in every single movie that I watch. And in this moment, when I did this Get Ready With Me, I was feeling really scared. And I started crying. Anyways, I did the Get Ready With Me, edited it and waited until it was launch week. And I posted the video, got a massive amount of support, but then people started stitching the video, mocking me, saying I was being dramatic, saying that I was, what else were they saying?
Well, I don't know because I didn't watch any of it.
They were saying that you were acting.
Yeah, they were saying I was acting.
Saying you were faking.
Girl, give me an Oscar if that's acting. Like, that's what? Acting. Yeah, they were saying I had no tears. I was just doing it to manipulate people. I was just making up these stories about that was the reason why I was crying, which was so not the truth. That was how I was feeling at the time. Obviously now... After about a week or two, I was like, no, I got this. You know, I entered my baddie era and was like, I can do this, and like fully got stuck into, you know, planning Collade. But in that moment, I felt really scared.
And it is scary because I feel like there's so many businesses, but we really thought that we hit something that was so untouched where there's no, like, I can't think of any Australian influencer who has done a business in skincare. You know what I mean? Until Anna launched that. And it was just like, holy, like, what do we do now? Because obviously Anna's amazing, and but she also has a huge following. And so it's just like really intimidating when you put everything into something and you find out that somebody's already done it.
Yeah.
And you basically have the same market.
Yeah. But that wasn't my side eye for the week. The side eye was people mocking me. Yeah. And legitimately.
But that's just like justifying why you're crying. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It was reasonable to be upset.
Yeah. And, you know, I do try my best not to read the negative comments, but it is really hard. And now I'm posting content that isn't even related to that, because that was when I posted that, I felt like that, but obviously my feelings have changed. But now all my videos, people are like, oh, go have a cry, such a crybaby, and just like mocking me. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm allowed to tell you guys how I'm feeling. And it just really sucks. Yeah. So that's my side eye.
Well, I got canceled for saying, for going to Taylor Swift. So you really can't do anything in this world without somebody saying something.
This is true. What's your side eye?
My side eye of the week has just, I've just been like, this week has been like the most stressful week of my life.
I agree.
Like, since we launched Collade, it wasn't stressful. Since we've been sending out orders, it has been the most stressful week ever. We've been working like 15 hours a day, packing orders, like sitting and recording the podcast now feels so nice because it's like you can actually sit down and just relax. Because I've literally just been waking up, going to your house, packing orders, getting home at like 10 p.m. and then going to sleep.
Yeah, well, think about me. I'm waking up, walking downstairs, packing, and then not going to bed until 1 a.m. and then the whole thing starts again.
I know. It's just been like crazy. And then on top of that, I've just got a lot of like I still have so much other stuff to do in our lives, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's just a lot going on at the moment. So my side of the week is just how stressful this week has been. The other day I literally
started crying.
Oh my God, the P.O. box man. I had to go back to the P.O. box because I had to film this brand deal. But I had like a million other things to do. Like there's just a million things going on in my brain. Like I haven't been replying to anyone's messages because I just like, I literally don't have time.
Well, rewind to the P.O. box man. So you went to the post office, you went to pick up this package for the brand deal and he was like, there's nothing here.
Yeah. He gave me three boxes. He's like, wow, you got a lot of stuff. I was like, oh, okay, thanks. I took it home and then I messaged my manager. I was like, hey, the stuff isn't here. And he's like, my manager sent me the tracking thing and he's like, are you sure? And I was like, oh my God, I'll go back and check. So I went back to the P.O. box. He missed 16 packages. I was like, bro.
And it's like, I didn't have time to get here in the first place and I had to drive here twice because of your mistake.
I was like, oh my gosh. And I had to, that day was just, it's just been chaos. It's just like my brain. The other day I woke up, I still have a headache low key, but I woke up with a headache and I never, ever, ever get headaches. So that's when, you know, it's just not good.
Yeah. It's been a lot. But once we get these packages out, get into the warehouse, have some staff working for us, I think we're going to get our lives back somewhat.
Yeah, I hope so.
Fingers crossed. What about you, Deja? What's your side eye?
So my side eye also has to do with the business. So as you know,
we're all like Collade. We're stressed.
Our whole lounge room is like, like you can't access it and you can barely go upstairs. So our cleaner hasn't been coming for about a couple of weeks. So my room is like really messy. Like you can't
you
see
you should
floor.
Be cleaning it. No.
Okay. Mum has been getting mad at me every day, but I'm kind of used to it because she's always mad at me. But yeah, that's my side eye.
Yeah, I had to do a quick clean this morning,
yeah,
didn't
she
I?
She was like, I'm cleaning your room right now. And we had to go in 10 minutes. And I was like, Mum, I'm getting ready.
Need to clean it. It's actually disgusting.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, just like you.
Oh! As if your room, you can't even see the floor. It's foul.
No, you can see the floor now. And yeah, you know what?
Well, you should be cleaning it. I don't know why you think somebody else should clean it.
Look, listen to that. Guys, please. Tisha, you weren't perfect either.
Yeah,
it's like,
but I am now.
Look, there is literally a switch that goes off in kids. They can be messy for so freaking long. And then one day they're like, you know what? I want to live in a nice room.
No, it happened
to you.
It doesn't happen to some people though. It happened to me because I've got issues with mess. I don't think it will ever happen to Deja.
We'll see. Because she did go through a phase where she was keeping it clean for a while.
Yeah, because that was like, because you were like, you can only have this room if you keep it clean. And then I stopped.
Okay, well, then I'll have to threaten you again.
What do you mean have this room? Where would you sleep?
Yeah, because my old
go
room.
Back to your old room. Yeah, fair.
But as if you already set up everything.
Yeah. Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Okay, so Deja, yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
If you guys have been listening to Basically Besties for a while, you would know that we had Deja on the podcast when she just started high school. And we told you guys that we would have her back in the studio, also known as Tisha's house because our house is currently a total mess, and get like a little review from her because a lot has changed.
Yeah.
So you were at a state school at the beginning of high school and now you are homeschooled. So how are you finding it?
Finding what? Homeschool?
Homeschool.
Like
if you – what do you prefer, normal school or
– Definitely homeschool.
Really?
Yeah.
Why – give me one reason. Like what's your top
reason?
First
of all, you can get it all done in an hour.
Yeah.
And then have the rest of the day free.
Yeah.
Well, actually not free because I'm packing boxes, but anyways.
God. Disclaimer, she is
so
a
guys,
playing
I volunteer.
Fortnite.
I volunteer. It's okay. It's okay.
Do you know what? I was like, I'm getting cancelled for crying. I legitimately thought I was going to get cancelled because people are like, oh my God, I can't believe she's making Deja work when that's not true. Yeah. And to give you guys, you know, a little background, she does help out with packing boxes, but we do still let her play Fortnite and do her thing. We're not forcing her to be there till 1 a.m. like us.
No, we're legit packing boxes and she's like, go, go, yelling from her room. And I'm like to my friends, sorry, Deja's like really into Fortnite.
Yeah, no, I just rage a lot.
You do rage a lot. Okay, so you like that you can get it done first thing in the morning,
yeah.
Right?
Mm. It's also a lot more chill because like when you're in like a actual classroom, so many like kids are like yelling, like being like naughty and like all that stuff, and it's so annoying. It just like drags it all out.
Mm.
And like, even if I just want, because I'm doing it right now, because we're going to Hawaii and America, we have to like fit in a bunch of weeks into 3 weeks that I don't have to do it, and I feel like that's really good as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have to catch up.
Yeah, I love that as well. So one of the main reasons why we chose to homeschool Deja was because our lives were changing quite quickly and there was a lot of traveling involved, and we didn't want Deja to miss out on a lot of school because she did last year. And so what we've been doing, because we're going to Hawaii and Coachella. My gosh.
Oh my
gosh.
So we haven't even like said it yet.
I'm so excited.
Like I've hinted and I think I've talked about it, but yeah, we're literally, I don't think we said we're going to Hawaii yet.
No, you
I did a video on it. Do you not watch my vlogs?
She hit 6 mil, so
I must have gotten shit reach. Sorry guys, my period, I'm like really like lean today. But
yeah,
I'm
so,
excited.
I'm so excited. And we didn't want to homeschool Deja while we were in LA, obviously, because who wants to homeschool while they're on holidays?
And so like it'll be hard as well.
That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, so we've been squeezing in homeschool into 3 weeks. So yeah, extra homeschool into 3 weeks so that we can have a holiday.
Yep.
But I really love that too, because I feel like when you get up, you're like, okay, let's go to school. Let's get this done so that I can have the rest of the day to do whatever I want.
Like, I don't know. I've been waking up at 9 a.m. every day, so something's happening. Like I used to wake up at 6 every day.
I know. Well, we'd be going to bed really late lately.
I've been going to bed at 9.
Well, maybe you're going through a growth birth. A growth birth?
You're becoming a young, established lady.
You're turning into a woman.
I've been promoted.
You are an elite employee. Okay, sorry, we're getting distracted.
Okay, Deja, so what does your day-to-day routine look like?
So I wake up.
At what time?
Like 8:30 earliest, and then I go have breakfast, sit on my phone for a bit, and then I tell Dad to go hurry up and homeschool me. And I usually – this sounds so bad, but I usually do it in my PJs like all the time. Like I'm never ready.
Yeah, she's always like in
sometimes
her PJs.
I never get out of my
and
PJs.
And Dad doesn't care.
Yeah, he does it. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. Tisha's fuming.
Well, because times have changed now.
I know, but Dad would never let me do that in PJs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad would never homeschool you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do homeschool in your PJs.
Yeah, and then –
and how long? What do you do? Like, do you do math, English?
Yeah, it varies. I like to do English and math first, like first couple of days to get it out of the way,
because
math is the worst.
Mm.
I liked math.
Same.
Well, I liked it when I was in normal school. I
hate English.
I hate English. I hate geography. Do you know the other day?
I hate history.
The other day I did a video of like where all our packages were going, and I was like, oh, what's that? Because I couldn't tell the countries without
the
names.
And my dad was just like, throwing all of them.
Yeah, and the comments were like, I can't believe she doesn't know her geography. I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah, and like when we do history and all that, Dad gets so into it, and I'm just like zoning out, and he's like, what did I say? And I'm like, I don't know.
I actually don't know geography either.
Yeah, and it's so annoying. And like also like civics and citizenships, it's so annoying because he's like, he just goes into this 10-minute lecture and I'm like, I don't care.
I'm like,
how's this going to help me in my life?
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I can't even listen to this because I hated school that much. Like,
yeah. Like, and I used when I was in primary school, I used to like cry every day because I didn't want to go.
Yeah. So see, this is why Dad is the perfect teacher, because he is a nerd. He loves this stuff. He loves history. He froths at it. Like, I see him writing on that whiteboard and like getting into the conversations. I'm like, bro, if I was homeschooling, I'd be like, okay, let's go. Let's go on lunch break.
She tried to help, and then I was like, asking her a survey, and I was like, Mom, how do you think a law is made? And she was like, a petition. And I was like, oh,
I'm not even going to joke. Petition. I went to law school for like 2 years and I don't even remember how law was made.
Yeah, well, I learned that last week and I didn't even know. Anyways, I like
something.
Yeah. I like to like punch out 3 lessons like minimum every day. But like because we're going to America, I like to do 5.
Mm-hmm. Like and how long do the 5 lessons go for?
Well, it depends how long they are. Sometimes it's just like learning and then like a mathematics thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like sometimes it's really quick. but then after that, I usually get on Fortnite, check the item shop and then go pack some boxes.
Fun.
Yeah.
And what have you been eating for the last 2 weeks?
Oh my God.
Takeout, GYG, grilled,
Macca's.
Yeah. Oh my yep. gosh.
We've been eating so bad.
Yep. So bad.
Cheetos.
To be honest, I've only been eating like one meal a day because I just haven't even had time.
Yeah, I ordered My Muscle Chef because I just felt so bad. We have literally been getting Uber Eats every single meal. I'm not exaggerating. It's so bad. And when you're doing – and I've also been doing that for the people that have been working for us as well, like getting food for them. And it's a lot, but
yeah,
it's been fun.
Yeah.
And would you say Dad is a good teacher or like
– He has his times. Like sometimes – it depends how he feels that day because sometimes he's on his man's days. Like
what do he'll you be, mean?
Like on he's on his day. Man period. And then he's just like mad the whole day and he just gets mad at me for not knowing what like 10 – he gets mad at me because I don't know my times tables.
Yeah.
You don't even know your times tables anyways.
I know my 9's times tables.
Yeah, because you count with your fingers. Like he gets so mad at me. And he's
if
like,
you times by 0
– it's 0.
Okay, cool. Just forgot.
Anyways, he's like – he gets mad at me whenever I don't know like my times table. He's like, that's your homework. And I'm like – my homework is Fortnite, but whatever. but like, yeah. And sometimes he'll get mad at me because I don't listen to him when he goes on a 10-minute lecture.
Yeah.
And I like zone out and I think about Fortnite. But anyways. Yeah. Is it like weird for you guys to see Dad like as a teacher?
It isn't weird. I actually knew he'd be amazing at this because he likes – I don't know. He just likes explaining things to people and he's like, very knowledgeable. Right. Yeah, he loves being right and he's very knowledgeable. Like he knows a lot of useless facts. So like if I ask him a random question about something only a small percentage of the world would know, he would know that answer because he's done research on it. And it's like, dude, what else do you – you've got no time. Like, you know what I mean? How do you fit this in?
And he remembers his first grade teacher.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember that.
His memory is crazy.
He always talks about that. Like, you don't know your fourth grade teacher who
you should know that.
Like, it's crazy. But you know what? Every time I ask him something so random, I'll look over. He'll be on Google searching it up.
Yes.
And then that's how he knows so much.
Yeah.
It's his favorite.
He wants to know everything.
Yeah.
And he loves documentaries. He loves like researching and he's just a nerd at heart.
Yeah. But he also has no patience.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'll be like trying to work it out and he'll be like, put the answer. And I'm like, Dad, you have to let me like figure it out. It's like how school works. Yeah. And then he just writes the answers and then I'm like, Dad, just wait. And like he's rushing me so it takes me extra long. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
So when I was in high school, I got my fair share of detentions. I wasn't a good child. So would you say you're a good student or?
Yes, but for example, like when we have lots of lessons and we have to like fit it in a lot, I do get a bit silly because like it's taken so long and I'm just like so bored because he just, so annoying. And then he gets mad at me and I'm like – and then he gets mad when I want to get it done really quick. And I'm like, let me be. Like,
yeah. And so if you were a naughty kid for the day, what does Dad do to punish you? Do you get detention? Do you get time away from Fortnite? Or what does that look like for you? Or does he just get frustrated?
I don't know. I don't be naughty, like I said, so I haven't gotten any punishments yet.
Yeah.
What?
Deja, like, did she even ever get grounded in her entire life?
Well, Mum took my phone away from me once, but then I just took it back.
Well, the other day I took her headphones away from her from Fortnite.
I was looking at her to find it.
So I didn't – I was like, this girl needs to clean her room, and the reason she's not cleaning her room is because she's so addicted to Fortnite. So I was like, I'm going to take her headphones away from
her. Okay, I have two pets. So I was like, I have a plan B.
And she goes into her room and she's like, Mum, where are my headphones? I'm like, have you cleaned your room? And she's like, no. I'm like, well, you'll get them back when you clean your room. And she slams the door. She was so pissed off.
It was so annoying.
I've been grounded for like.
Yeah, well.
No, I got grounded for like weeks of my life. No phone, no allowed to see friends, no allowed anything.
Do you want to explain why?
No.
Because you had a house party behind my back.
That's what I'm saying. You always bring this up. It's been like 8 years.
Well, you're the one who brought it up. You're acting like I grounded you every week.
Because it was like the worst time.
Grounded you once.
It was literally like the worst time.
And I took your door off your room. Do you remember that?
That was dad.
Iconic.
Oh, that was so funny.
That was horrible.
No, that was so. I feel you like.
That was for 1 week of your life, seriously. Oh my God. Do you know what's really funny about that? Wait.
Think about it.
Do you know what's
traumatized?
Really funny about that? Tisha's friend, Spencer, actually DM'd me. On Instagram after the party and was like, hi, Mrs. Clark. I just want to apologize. I'm so sorry for just like went on this
huge,
a lot
of my friends did.
Huge rant, and I blocked him because I was so pissed.
No, you replied.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like.
You said, thanks for apologizing. You're not seeing her. Or
yeah,
some shit.
I was real, real mean. And like, I read it and I was like, that's so embarrassing. Anyways, 2 years later, me and Spencer.
Not 2 years. Like, it's been like 6 years.
Okay. Yeah, really?
Yes.
Wow. So long. Okay, geez. Like, anyways, six years later, me and Spencer went clubbing and we were reading these messages, just cracking up laughing. But yeah, and yesterday he was at our house packing boxes. So there you go.
Well, I have like three friends, so honestly, no.
Do you know what? You and I always complain about having a small circle of friends, but
it's better that way.
Having a small circle of friends that means something to you is so much better than having a whole heap of friends.
I have no friends right now. Like, my friend is in Japan. And, like, my other friend lives, like, half an hour away. I only have one friend right now.
How are you finding that, like, not being with your – seeing your friends every day?
It's kind of hard because, like, they're – when, like, I'm finished school, they're still at school. So, like, I can't even hang out with them.
Mm.
That's why I have Fortnite. Like, that's my best friend. But, but like, it's hard to, like, hang out with them because they always have, like, homework or, like, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah. Do you try and catch up with them over the weekend?
Yeah.
You'll probably make new friends that don't go to school eventually because, like, they're going to have new people go to their school and then they'll have stuff that, yeah, anyways.
Yeah. And I feel like also because you're hanging out with us more, you'll probably have friends that are older than you, like El Rey.
Yeah, but, like, it's still, like, she literally lives in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like all like my like social media friends like don't live here, so it's like hard as well.
Oh yeah, that's
well you have me.
That's why we travel so much.
Yeah, like my friends are mum and then my school friends.
Yeah.
What about Tisha? What about me? I'm literally
you're my
right
sister.
Here.
I'm joking.
And
I'm joking.
Your mom.
You've never said that I'm your friend, so.
Oh,
why do I have to say you're my friend? You're my
well,
sister.
You're saying that I have to say it.
No, but like obviously, if you're listing people, like I'm right here.
Oh gosh. Okay. What about after school curricular activities? Have you made any friends at dance or?
I've always had friends there.
Yeah.
One thing I'm actually sad about, I'll never have a formal.
And you get to go to like award shows.
You went to the
better.
Actor Awards. You'll probably be at the
like,
Grammys
wanna,
when you're 17.
No,
let's
but, like,
just
I
be
have
for
that
real.
Experience and I'm never going to have it.
I can tell you the experience right now.
I'll say
you get into a car No, that you I want to like $100 for
have that feeling of like a dress and like all that stuff.
I know, I know. But yeah, what you were saying, Deja, how you know you've left school. She's giving me this weird look. You've left school and you feel like you don't spend a lot of time with your friends because when you finish school, they're still at school, and you've only got a very small circle of friends currently. Is mm-hmm. I think everyone goes through that when they leave yeah. high school. You're yeah. just experiencing it a bit earlier.
Yeah.
So what happens when most people leave high school is they start at uni or they go get a job, and you quickly realize who your true friends are, because the ones who are your real friends will stay in touch with you
yeah.
and the ones that don't kind of drift away. Mm. So you're not alone. Just know that.
Okay.
So you said you were going to be really sad about missing out on formal.
Yeah.
What's something you're happy you're going to miss out on?
Well, just school in general. Like, I'm glad I don't go to actual school because that is literal prison.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like prison for kids.
How
like,
is it
you
a
can't
prison?
Leave. You're sitting down learning stuff that isn't relevant for 6 hours, and then you get like 20-minute breaks.
And you have to wear a uniform.
Yeah.
And what happens if you don't wear the right uniform? Do you get in trouble?
You get detention. If you don't wear white socks, you get a detention. And like my friend got in trouble for wearing a third piercing, and like they have this new principal and they got like in trouble so bad. And I was like,
oh my
what
God.
The hell? Like, what? That's so ridiculous.
What?
Nothing.
Tisha's
what?
I think it's just funny.
A third piercing at 12 years old is a bit extreme though. 13, isn't it? Or is that normal? I don't know.
It's normal.
It's extreme.
It's extreme,
extreme,
right?
Extreme.
It's like getting a tattoo.
You know, some people have like their whole ears done.
Yeah, but are they 13?
Like 14.
Oh. Yeah, see, 14.
Well,
15.
Everyone's turning 14 this year, so.
Oh, okay. And I mean, it is between the mother and the child, right? Why does yeah. the school have to step in?
And like, if you're saying that's bad, like, newborns get first piercings.
Yeah.
So like,
do you know what I've always thought about with piercings
what?
And like, especially children? So children cannot give you permission to get a piercing, right? But neither can dogs. But why don't we pierce dogs'
Mama.
Ears? What? I just want to know.
You're still on about this, Mum.
How is
that? Is an animal?
I know, but that
We're
is a
animals.
Baby.
I know, but.
Okay, I just want to know why we can't pierce our dog's ears.
Because that's
because
like animal abuse.
Biologically, we're not their mums.
Yeah.
It blows my mind because if I got a Pomeranian one day, I would think it would look cute with a piercing.
You're not
going
to pierce your Pomeranian's ear. You know what she said to me? She was like, I don't want to name my Pomeranian Jigglypuff. I want to name it Broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cute name. I would name it Cauliflower or Tofu.
No, Broccoli.
Tofu's cute.
No, Broccoli, and then its nickname would be Brock.
Yes. And then she's like, I'm going to dye it green.
No, I'm going to dye it pink.
What the fuck?
I'm buying a white Pomeranian so I can dye it pink.
Mom, you're going to get a case right now.
Yes. I'm going to get a what?
You're going to get a case.
What does that mean?
Like a animal protection case.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's going to be
that's like
organic hair dye that's
no.
meant for pets. It's not going to be bad.
Organic. And it's going to be an organic ear piercer.
People dye their dog's hair all the time
it's
in the States.
It's going to be an organic ear piercer. Like,
it's all going to be organic, so don't
Next
worry about
time
it.
She's going to put a tattoo on her dog.
Dogs do get tattoos when they get de-sexed.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Mum, that's like medical.
Okay.
You'll get like a freaking Pokemon character tattooed on.
So if Dad was away, who do you think would be a better substitute teacher, me or Mum?
Well, you. Cause
yeah, I knew
Mum
it.
Mum would.
Mum
like,
would
Mum's,
what?
Mum's dumb. Like, sorry, but like, you're not dumb. You just like don't know many things, you know? Okay. Like, I feel like the teacher's like much more educated.
Educated on what?
Everything.
You just
I am very
educated.
On what? Letitia, what's six times eight?
I don't even know that.
Do you know that? No, you're going to get your calculator out.
I actually can't even be bothered.
Six times eight is
64. Yeah, duh. Okay, what are the three different theirs?
They're like over there and
then
there
is in their possession.
Yeah.
And how do you spell that, Deja? Okay,
spell so there as in there, T-H-E-I-R.
No. Oh, wait, over no. there.
No.
Or like if something's over person, there, it's T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah, and then
if something is theirs, it's T-H-E-I-R. Yeah. If something is they are, it's T-H-E-Y.
The apostrophe. Apostrophe.
Wow, A plus. You guys passed.
Mum, you don't even know. That. We're teaching you, Mum.
This actually makes me think. So everyone gave us so much love for the Collade episode, the video episode we did for Collade. We should do a video episode doing a NAPLAN test to see who's the smartest out of us three.
Oh, my God, I'm going to win.
I'm
going to win. I'm in school.
And so, I'm, like, so smart. I went to law school.
Well, we'll see. Will a high school dropout beat both of you?
Well, even if you finish
as
school.
If you'll be like, what's the date?
Petition. It's a petition.
Do say that.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you, Deja, for joining us today.
Thanks, Queen. Even though you called me dumb.
If you guys want to listen to some more, we drop episodes every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 a.m. All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.